I see. Well, actually, I am actually spending the morning dictating. No. salt in now. You see what that adds? All right, put the salt in. But he thinks on the second round the salt is important. So he's going to spend the whole day in Washington working on those two things. Well, no, no problem. But I mean, as you know, gentlemen, he will have, he'll be on the telephone. He may be, yes, I mean, depending upon how the thing goes. But as these positions develop, the papers and so forth, he wants to be there where he can call on people if necessary. But there will be no published meetings, John. How's that? I'll be in touch with him. Oh, yes, I'll be conferring with Kissinger through the day. Yes, that's fine. I'll be conferring with Kissinger during the day. That's right. Yes, I just have to be conferring with Dr. Kissinger. He'll let him think we're meeting. Fine, fine. I'll be conferring with Dr. Kissinger. That's right. That's right. And other members of the staff on technical details. The president feels the technical details now are very, very great importance. Consequently, he's working personally on the technical details because we want to be sure they're nailed down properly. Why don't you put that in? Negotiations are really down to not so much substantive differences, but it's which could be enormously important later if they aren't nailed down. The president wants to be examining every clause in the agreement. So then when Dr. Kissinger goes to this meeting, it will be an agreement that the president personally approves and backs in every respect. But worked out with Rogers, or are you waiting for all of them to get that as to what we announce on Rogers? He's already said it, but we're not ready to, but by next week we'll be ready to announce some changes in the appointments. But I've been working, you might say that President at Camp David has been working, I've been very, very long hours. I've been going out to late at night and so forth and so on. But he has said, my wife was saying, they were concerned about the fact that the impression out of the statements of the election was that we were being very cruel and heartless and so forth. You don't see that. But he said, I don't think the country feels that way. If it does, I don't give a goddamn if they do. But there's squealing. It's more of a post than star.
Basically, he'd be fired.
true. I mean, to a certain extent it's true that the enemies will say that. But what the hell out through the country, they don't know who the hell Chuck Colson is. And also when a hell of a lot of people go, they go. Or what do you think?
They like it. They have a remark about it. They must be